to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, I believe we're recording this just before the start of the Olympics, and they're happening in Paris, which is pretty exciting. And there's a lot going on in the running world, is there not?
Absolutely. My goodness. The Americans have a really strong chance to win, like the faster sprints, like the men 100 and 200. There's going to be a lot of good competition. And for us, you know, like watching, like you and I were saying, if Bolt was still running right now, like, we got spoiled, right? We had the same person winning for so long. And now we're seeing other people come up. So it is a lot of fun. And the one thing that is interesting, when I first got into running years and years ago, you know, we all kind of saw track and field or sprinting as a completely different sport. Like marathoners, you know, endurance athletes, like they don't train like the sprinters. And it was kind of like, well, I'm a runner and they're sprinters. You know, like a differential, right?
Yeah.
And very different. Like they train differently. In their mind, they're running differently. So I was kind of bought into that as well when I first started running. Like I didn't even consider sprinters. They were like just a whole nother level, right?
Right, right.
And so what's interesting is, of course, is as I got more into running and I started running coaching, well, my running coach is a track and field athlete. He's a high jumper. And he knew.
Dr. Romanoff was a high jumper?
Very good high jumper, yes.
I did not know that. There you go. I just learned something new. Didn't know that. Cool.
And he's, this is, by the way, really neat because he's not very tall.
Right.
He's probably 5'7", maybe. Mm-hmm. And very high jumper. Like, really, he was really good at it. And when he started to coach at his university, he was writing his thesis or dissertation. And they said, well, we want you to coach the track athletes, the runners. And he was like, runners? I run three steps, you know, I'm a high jumper.
Yeah.
So he said, let me have the manual. And they said, there's no manual.
Yeah.
You just run. In their mind, you know, high jump is a skill. The throwing is a skill. The jumping is the skill. The running is what? Running, right? I mean, this is how everyone thinks. So there's no manual. They said, you know, he said, what do I do if I want someone to run faster? And they said, blow your whistle and yell at them.
That's great.
So, you know, and just to keep in mind, we're talking in the 1970s, but there's a reality that the running is the least trained part of running. Like they train the start, they train turns, they train all of these other elements, except not really the running. And that's kind of what led to the Pose method, by the way. But one of the things that he knew is that runners need a warm-up. Runners need strength training. Runners need mobility. Runners need recovery. Runners need elasticity. Every runner needs that, not just a sprinter, not just a high jumper, not just a marathoner, by the way, or a 100-meter runner. Every runner needs this. So that was my first introduction when I met him of all of the things that we actually need to be able to be a complete runner. So we always laugh that with RunnerX, we train our runners like sprinters because we do warm-ups, we do skill work, we do strength training, we do recovery training. And it's all specific for your run. So that's the best part of what we do is we balance that training. And our runners, they don't know any different. They're like, we warm up, we do our strength training, we do our recovery work. And that is honestly how they're staying able to run whatever distance it is they want to run.
That's fantastic. So when you say, so if I'm training, like they don't know the difference. We don't know that what we're doing is different from the other stuff. Take me through, if I'm brand new, what is the immersion? And I know we're already talking about things that we might change in 2024. You know, we do this every August, guys. We start thinking of new ways to teach things. But what am I doing as a runner coming into the immersion that is like a sprinter? Like, how would my workouts be for the first month or two that I'd be in the membership?
So in the immersion, what we're trying to help you do is really set up your basically your training schedule, how to set up training for running without running in the beginning. And this is important, especially because we're changing a movement. We're developing a new movement pattern. And for a lot of you guys, we're helping you get out of an injury. So what we do is we set up a practice where you get a warm-up that's a standard. So you're going to do the same warm-up. That's the best part. The warm-up is something you learn immediately. Then we teach you how to get in the ready stance, which is your preparedness for running. Then we teach you the action of running. And by the way, these are all of the learning modules. The video itself is probably about 5 minutes at the most. And then we encourage you to repeat it. So say you go through the video, you go through that learning for the day. You can practice that same movement up to like 10 times, right? So we encourage you to go through it, but it's at your own progression. What you're learning is one day there'll be a skill, one day there'll be a strength, and there's always a recovery. So you're learning how every day I'm going to do a warm up, I'm going to do a skill, which turns into your run, by the way. Then I'm going to do a recovery strength, which is also, by the way, stays really standard. Like, we're not giving you a bunch of movements you've never done before. We're giving you movements to help you reconnect with your movement pattern. So like some of the things you'll have seen before, like glute bridges, hip lifts, which every runner needs. So we include like the core work, the hip work, but it's done in a way that it's setting you up with a very easy to follow progression and a standardization, meaning this is my warm-up. This is my strength before I run. And we're talking glute bridges and toe touches, not like get weights out, you know?
Right.
And then we work on the movement itself of running. Because what's so crazy is, you know, running is probably the highest impact without someone hitting you sport. It's the highest impact solo sport. Let's go that way. Because you are hitting, there's impact. You are touching the ground. No one's hitting you, thankfully, but you are hitting the ground. And it can be up to 8 times your body weight the faster you run. So this is a really important thing here, that the amount of impact people are putting on their body without realizing it right until they get an injury. So how do I manage that? Well, what you do is you learn how to use muscle tendon elasticity, but to use it, you have to develop it. So we actually spend the immersion developing your muscle tendon elasticity, strengthen your core, strengthen your hips, strengthen your whole body, basically, including your feet and your ankles, to help you get prepared for running. And then, of course, we teach you how to minimize impact. We don't want you to have 8 times your body weight when you go running. We want you to minimize that. So that's really what you're getting out of the immersion. And like I said, the skill practice, in the beginning, it's like all skill because you're learning. And then that skill practice turns into a shorter skill section in a longer run. In the beginning, it's a lot more skill. It's like an interval session. You do a movement and then you run a few steps. You do a movement and you run a few steps. So you're really relearning the movement pattern of running. And we put it in a way that makes sense. And the fun part is, as you keep progressing, all of a sudden you realize, oh, wow, I'm running. And it really does turn into that. But you have to be open to spending about a month, because it really does. We laugh about this. If we could help you learn faster, we would.
Yeah.
But you have to give your body and mind a chance to learn together.
Right. That's really important. So kind of taking it back to, if we're training you kind of as a sprinter, sort of, if that's sort of the way our training technique, if you're watching the Olympics and you're kind of hearing some of the stories about how people train. You mentioned there's a Netflix movie out, a documentary now.
Yeah. So, right. And it's called Sprint. It's on Netflix. Okay. It's very good. And it's following the people that are actually going to the Olympics now. And they actually just had a big race yesterday. We saw some of the same people from the movie, you know, from the documentary, do really well yesterday. Well, what you see in the documentary, for one, the amount of hours these people spend. You know, the sprinters, they're in the weight room every day. They're on the track every day. So they're spending just as much time as the endurance athletes. Like everybody that's, you know, like if you're going to be an Olympic athlete, you know, you're spending just hours and hours and hours of training. You have to.
Right.
It is not all just running. So the challenge is how they balance it. You know, they're on the track, they're doing their, you know, they do their running on the track. They do mainly intervals. They go to the weight room and then they've got hours of recovery and massage and, you know, all the stuff, the foam rolling, you know, the same stuff we need to do.
Right.
Except theirs is like, you know, exponential, like they're spending 6 to 8 hours a day training. Hopefully we're not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We've got to do the same thing. Like that's what I tell people. You have got to find time in your day to do a warm up and to do some self-care and to do some foam rolling and to do some stretching and all that kind of stuff. So what's nice is we give it to you so you don't have to go find it yourself. Because a lot of runners think I need to stretch for an hour. No, you know, you just need to do some range of motion work and some mobility work. So what's nice is you watch how they're doing some of the stuff that in your, by the way, all of our RunnerX runners, when they watch, I'm sure when they watch the show Sprint, they'll be like, oh, we do that too.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not do drills? You're about to run. So drills make sense. By the way, anyone that trains for triathlon that cycles or swims, it's all drills. It's all interval training. You know, most of the triathlon swimmers don't go and swim 2.4 miles every swim workout, you know, at once. Yet they get to the triathlon and they do just fine. So it's opening your mind also that it's not about just running miles and miles and miles. It's getting your body prepared to run the miles. And then what happens is when they start to run longer distance, they feel better about it because they're like, oh, I am running and I'm not as fatigued. Oh, I'm not getting my injury back. Right. But everybody comes in thinking that the stretch, the strength, the mobility, that all of that is actually taking away from their running because we're so conditioned to volume, like that. Everything outside of running isn't that important. It's just how many miles I got. So we work on shifting that mindset.
That's fantastic. So guys, if you have just come across this podcast, maybe you have a friend that said, hey, we really want you to listen to this podcast, or you're starting to run or whatever the case may be, go to our website. It's RunRx, RunRx.fit. Okay. And if you click on the Work with RunRx, you'll be taken to basically all the ways you can work with us, from a free workbook to help you get started, to videos that accompany the workbook, all the way to our membership. And we have had a couple people want to pay a premium price to just get a gait analysis. But I'll tell you, coming to the membership for 2 months and you pay for the gait analysis and you can have like 3 or 4 gait analysis,
right,
as well as the weekly check-in. So, go ahead and go to runrx.fit and see if about maybe giving us a try. Maybe start with the bundle. Maybe come in on the membership. The membership is cancel anytime. And you come in and you give it a try. And most people stay for a few months. They kind of get themselves going and then they leave. Sometimes they leave and come back. Sometimes they just go ahead and sign up for a full year because they have a goal to maybe run a marathon or do increase their 5K time. Or they just know that, hey, I've got to come back from this injury or this surgery, and I'm going to need some time with my coach. And so signing up for annual right up on the top saves you a couple of months worth of the membership. So go to run.fit and hit the Work with RunRx button. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.